conflicts in and around Israel are causing problems for ministry. Thousands petition for the release of Christians imprisoned in Eritrea, and churches in the Caucasus breathe a sigh of relief. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. The conflicts in Gaza, Iraq, and Lebanon are causing problems for a ministry in Israel, says Engedi Resource Center's Lois DeVerberg. Engedi works closely with a ministry called Shevet Akim, which provides life-saving heart surgeries for mostly Muslim children in the conflict areas. DeVerberg says their workers are facing difficulties.
In a time of war, all of the borders are so tightly secured, they don't want Israelis to go outside of the countries. And so the borders are stopping them from doing some of their exploration to find children to bring in.
Engedi's Bruce Okuma says a screening in Jordan was canceled, but Christian doctors could help revive it.
If there are cardiologists who would be willing to go to Jordan for a couple of days and do ultrasounds on these children who are waiting for surgery, that's one thing that the Israeli doctors cannot do right now.
Which would provide physical help for the child and opportunities to share Christ with an entire family. Next, the violence in Lebanon is giving the Jesus Film Project an unprecedented opportunity to hand out copies of the DVD. According to national workers, churches are hanging banners asking, "Are you concerned about the future? Come in for hope." When they do, the Jesus DVD is provided. Even those hostile to Christians want to know more. The Jesus Film has an opportunity to hand out 75,000 copies. Funding is needed as the supply is completely out. You're listening to Mission Network News. Christian Solidarity Worldwide, Open Doors, and Release International are asking for the release of Eritrean Christians jailed for their faith. The joint petition was signed by more than 110,000 people and was submitted last week to the Eritrean Embassy in London. About 1,800 Christians have been jailed as Eritrea closed churches and clamped down on home worship. Eritrea refutes these claims. Pray that Christians will be bold despite the oppression they face each day. Meanwhile, earlier this month, Chechen warlord Shamil Basayev was killed when a dynamite-filled truck in his convoy exploded. Evangelical churches in the war-torn Caucasus region are urging calm and prayers for peace. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffith says, for many, it's a sigh of relief.
When you look at the comments from political leaders, they had expressed a lot of thankfulness because this man was responsible for some of Russia's most notorious terrorist incidents, including the attack on the Beslan school that took place in September of 2004.
Since the school attack, churches in Beslan have been preaching the peace and reconciliation of the gospel, and Griffiths says with quite an impact.
In their own quiet, humble way, the churches there are showing the love of Christ, and people notice, the families notice, that these people are different, and they want to know what's causing that difference, what's making that difference, and it's quite a ministry opportunity for them.
Continue to pray for believers there. And after 15 years of holding family retreats in the United States for families affected by disabilities, Johnny and Friends is expanding into the Ukraine. Director of Family Camps John Wern says families will relax, have fun, network, and hear the gospel.
Everything that we do is going to be around the Christian message, the message of freedom in Christ. No matter how we help them with their earthly needs, if we don't introduce them to Jesus, they got eternity in hell. It just doesn't work for me.
The retreat begins August 5th. Wern expects between 20 and 25 families next week. While the gospel is the most important message, there is an underlying agenda.
The most important first step is to connect these families and help them to realize they're not in this on their own, that there are others there to help them.
Wern is encouraging Christians to pray. He's also recruiting churches to adopt this program as a mission so Johnny and Friends can expand into other countries. Go to our website to get connected. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. There's still time to join Buckner Orphan Care International and me for the MNN 15th Anniversary Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to the Leningrad region of Russia, September 28th through October 8th. Call 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.